I want to ask you first for the differences. What are the differences between working for the British 2000 AD and the American Image or Marvel or DC you have worked with?
Interesting question. I've never had that question before. Fundamentally, there isn't much difference, apart from you get paid in pounds as opposed to dollars. I think, I mean, there is a general difference between the generally when you work for the British, you're brought up to generally pencil and ink a strip. Obviously, for Americans, the tradition with American strips is to pencil or ink. So that's why you see quite a few, British artists who have broken into the American industry who pretty much do it all themselves. That's not really a difference in the way of working for Britain. Apart from the format, really, which is obviously, with 2080, you tend to do it in 6 to 8 page chunks. It's quite episodic. When you've got 6 pages, you want to tell a decent amount of story in those 6 pages. Otherwise, it's hardly worth, bothering with American comics, it's 22 pages plus. So you can afford to be a bit more slow with the storytelling, I suppose. So that's a kind of a difference. But other than that, the actual working practices are very, very similar.
What about the editorial freedoms? Are they any different?
Only, I mean, 2008 are very good at leaving you to do your own thing, but that could be down to the fact that the editors tend to be totally overworked, and the last thing they want to be doing is getting you to do redraws because, if you're working on a weekly anthology magazine, you can't really hold the process up too much. I think, arguably the Americans can afford to be a bit more, shall we say, picky about the artwork. Though, thankfully, I've not really had much problems myself. That could just be the editors I've worked for. Perhaps the editors have been all so busy in America that that also, they haven't really got the time to criticize. Again, it is fairly similar. I think 2000 AD in a lot of ways, even though it's a unique British thing, I think there's a lot more. It's a lot more similar to obviously the more traditional British comic, and therefore closer to American comics than that we have in this country. So, arguably because of that, the working practices are very, very similar.
But we haven't seen you in 2000 AD, if I'm not mistaken, since 2007.
Oh, right. Well, yes, probably.
Why is that?
That's just called being too busy. I'd love to do more stuff for 2000 AD. It's been really good to me. Obviously, it got me my first job way, way back in the early to mid 90s. And I've sort of returned to them sporadically ever since. And obviously, you're referring to Savage. It was a crying shame I couldn't carry on Savage. It was just too much of a workload to do on top of The Walking Dead in the end, and I certainly didn't want to give up The Walking Dead. And it would have been great to work with Pat on more Savage. There was a very brief moment where we discussed the fact that perhaps we should just make Savage a trilogy and that's it. And we were both at the time saying we were too busy to carry on, and Pat was saying the same thing. But then he came back to me a few months later and said, I've been asked to do book four. Are you interested? And I said, well, I'm way too busy. And Pat sort of agreed and said that he was really busy, but he had too many stories to tell with Savage. So I basically gave him my blessing and said, no, the easiest thing to do then is to go and get another artist and carry on. And I had the same conversation with Matt Smith, the editor of 2000 AD as well. He said to me that, would I be interested in doing book four? And I said, yes, certainly. When would you want it? I'll probably be able to do it in a couple of years. And he said, well, we kind of needed a bit nearer than the bit sooner than that. So again, I sort of said, well, I'll pass on it. I'm sorry, as much as I'd love to carry on. But, hopefully one day it'd be lovely to do something for them. I mean, the freedom of working for 2000 AD is really, really good, I've got to admit.
What about The Walking Dead? When you began, you gave a new direction, artistic direction, to the comic.
That's right, yeah.
Was it difficult?
It was initially, because generally when an artist takes over a book, you know, say if it's an iconic character, something like, you know, for the sake of argument, Spider-Man or Superman or Batman or whatever, mm-hmm. Generally the readers have been used to artistic changes over the many, many years the comic has been, you know, in existence. So somebody coming on with a, you know, inverted commas, a radical new style is not really going to rock the boat that much. Whereas when I came onto The Walking Dead, all the readers were used to were Tony Moore's artwork and nothing else. So I think it was harder for them to adjust to me, because obviously, you know, I was new and the only other person that had ever drawn The Walking Dead. And of course, Tony and my styles are completely different. We're almost polar opposites. You know, Tony tends to be more cartoony, more open with his line work, whereas I'm, you know, very much, you know, about the mood and atmosphere, and tend to sort of go down a more realistic route. So, you know, I could certainly understand the fans' dismay when I took over.
Since you talked about your artistic style, I think it really stands out, mainly because of your heavy shadows and ink lines, the elements that weren't there in the beginning of your career when you first began. How did your style evolve like this?
I've always kind of drawn like that. I've always been interested. I've always been interested in artists who use a strong sort of sense of mood and atmosphere, and, you know, definitely black and white. You know, some of my, yeah, the first artist I ever sort of, when I was a young boy, noticed was Michael Golden, and when he was drawing the Micronauts, and it was only probably more so to do with the fact that Marvel at the time were printing their stuff chronologically in black and white for the British market. So Golden's, you know, very strong black and white artwork stood out for me more than the rest, and I was also attracted to that sort of particular design sense he had, I think, you know. And I've also gone on, you know, obviously to favour artists like Will Eisner, Alex Toth, over, you know, certain other artists who aren't obviously design stroke, noir, shall we say, heavy. So when I started drawing for myself, it was always, there was always an emphasis on strong black, strong mood to my artwork, and
always there.
Yeah, it was. I mean, obviously, apart from obvious improvements in anatomy, etc., you know, I think I've always stayed, you know, I've always followed that similar path, you know, up until now.
Okay. You have drawn all these years hundreds or even thousands of zombies in your run in The Walking Dead.
Thousands, yes.
What I want to ask is, do you use actual people as references, or just improvise?
I just put the dead flesh in there?
It's,
you know, especially when you're drawing a zombie horde.
Okay.
you've got to kind of just go with it, and there isn't really time to, you know, pluck out individual people. Mm-hmm. But having said that, you know, if anyone ever asks to have their face, you know, drawn into a comic, I'm perfectly willing to oblige. And in a lot of ways, it makes it easier for me, because, you know, especially if you're drawing a zombie that's a bit more prominent than something in, you know, some, you know, zombie in the background, mm-hmm. It saves me kind of thinking of, you know, how to draw, you know, yet another face, yet make it different, you know. So if I've got somebody to reference off, it does arguably make it slightly easier. But yeah, as a whole, I tend to just you know, draw, make them up as I go along.
So you mean
that's what makes them kind of easy to draw in a lot of ways, because I can literally make them up as I go along.
So you mean people come up to you and ask you to make them zombies in the comic?
Oh yeah, I mean, the thing is, not many people ever ask me, because I think they think I'm going to refuse them, or I'm going to, you know, charge them a lot of money for it or something like that. Whereas, you know, I'm utterly perfectly willing to do it. So now I'm going to get a deluge of people turning up at conventions asking for this. But yeah, it like I say, for me, it's just a very easy thing to do. Yeah.
As far as the scenes are concerned, do you prefer drawing an action scene with blood and zombies, or just an action scene in your previous comics? Or do you prefer a very emotional scene between two or three people? I mean, with dialogue.
I prefer the latter, definitely. Mm-hmm. As much as it's good fun to draw action scenes, you know, they're kind of comics. Kind of generally, the cliche of them will stands for action. So you know, especially in the superhero genre. So I've always said that really, really good comic artists, you know, can draw people talking and make it interesting rather than, you know, draw action. Anyone can do the action stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I prefer the quieter scenes, the faces, you know, the reaction, you know, the challenge of making, you know, a 4 or 5 page dialogue sequence
mm-hmm.
interesting rather than just, you know, swapping from headshot to headshot or whatever. So, those are the actual pages I really fire off. And, you know, I think that's what makes The Walking Dead as a whole successful, is because of the character moments, not the zombie action.
For all these years, so many years, you have illustrated The Walking Dead. You had to draw some scenes of extreme violence. Was there any particular scene that made your job really difficult?
No, and I'll tell you why. By the time I come to draw it, it's just marks on paper, after all.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm drawing, it's kind of it's as close to a zen-like state that I could possibly get into. But because of that, you know, I could almost be drawing a face, or I could be drawing somebody having his guts ripped out. It's the same pen, it's the same black and white, it's the same paper. It doesn't seem to affect me. What does affect me more is reading it first and mm-hmm. thinking about how I'm going to approach that. That's probably worse than actually drawing it. I mean, for instance, the whole torture issue that we did with Michonne.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only time I phoned up Robert and actually got him, you know, asked him to convince me to draw this. And he did, and I saw his reasons for it. But by the time, you know, by the time I got around to drawing it, you know, I certainly didn't, you know, go to bed with nightmares every night or anything like that. It was just an act of drawing, simple as that. And it could have been anything, you know. And it's funny that's how it's always been.
Mm-hmm. So in the end, they're just tough panels to draw.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing more. Have you watched the Walking Dead TV series?
I've seen the pilot, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't actually got around to seeing episode 2 yet.
How did you like it?
I thought it was great. Having said that, it's hard to be objective about it because I feel very close to it.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last, you know, 4 or 5 months, I've seen so much in various places. You know, little clips here, little clips there. I've seen quite a few rushes. You know, I was on set. I saw a lot of it being filmed. By the time I came to watch it, it just felt like all the bits I'd seen, but strung together in the right order.
Mm-hmm.
with proper sound and music, etc., etc. So it was kind of hard to distance myself and see if I liked it as a viewer. So I think I'll have to watch quite a few to formulate a proper judgment. But I know everyone else is raving about it, so I
mm-hmm.
all I can say is, you know, I did enjoy it, and I did think, you know, Frank and everybody else have done a fantastic job with the series, and, you know, Robert and I certainly couldn't be happier with the way it's all turned out.
Were you in any way involved in the TV series?
No, I wasn't. I mean, I know obviously Robert's an executive producer
mm-hmm.
and everything. You know, they didn't ask me to do anything, but there again, I didn't actively pursue anything either. Because I'm so busy with the comic anyway. I think it was just delayed the comic even more if I was not around as much and working on the show. And B, I just figured it's not a design-heavy TV show. It's, you know, the comic's based in reality, so is the TV show. From that aspect, I'm not precious about, there's no, like, it's not like a science fiction or a fantasy comic where there's particular designs, there's a lot from imagination. You know, a lot of it is taken from reality. So, you know, in the comic, there's my reality. In the TV show, it's the reality that's in front of the camera there. So I didn't feel the need to sort of lobby for the fact that I should be out there and, you know, telling them exactly what the look and what the design of the show is, because there isn't really one. It is as it is. It is, like I keep saying, it is reality. And even the zombies, you know, as much as they were telling me that they'd looked at images of the zombies in the comic, and, you know, they were taking a lot of that imagery from the comic, which was great. You know, I couldn't, you know, I didn't expect that at all. I expected them just to go down the local morgue and have a look at some cadavers, you know, because that's a dead person. You know, they didn't have to, you know, sort of look at our zombies and do specific, you know, zombies in the style of what Tony and myself drawn.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's great that they have, obviously. You know, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the comic, the actual comic, The Walking Dead. Can you tell us what can we expect next?
Oh, just more fun and games in the community. Mm-hmm. we're gearing up. You've probably seen the previews of
and
it.
Some teasers.
Yes. There's quite a lot of zombie action coming up. So anyone that's been disappointed by the lack of zombie action, there's going to be a lot more of it coming, you know, especially in the next sort of 4 or 5 issues. Yeah, so we're gearing up for a major sort of story arc, and where we go after that, it'll be very, very interesting.
You have also illustrated a European comic called Wendigo.
That's right, yes.
Quite recently, I think 2009.
Yes, it came out in 2009. Yeah, I probably did it in 2008, but yeah.
Can you tell us more about it?
Yes, it's. I'm a big fan of European comics. That was the reason I said yes to it straight away. And let me say now that I would be more than happy if my career, was basically doing The Walking Dead, and every year or so I'd put out a European comic. I'd be more than happy with that. So this is my first one, hopefully, like I say, first of many, and I'm in talks with, you know, various other publishers about what the next one might be. Wendigo is a World War One ghost story, the ghost obviously being the legend of the Wendigo, obviously the French and the German sides have to get together and basically go after this Wendigo that's causing havoc on the battlefield. And it's a really nice little story written by a French writer called Matt Missoff. And I really enjoyed doing it. And it was just nice to get away and do something. I mean, I was attracted to it because it was historical. Again, grounded in reality. But, there was, you know, obviously a lot of research involved. And I know how the French are sticklers on their research, so yeah, the pressure was on from that. I had a great time doing it, so, you know, hopefully I'll be able to do a lot more of them in the next coming years. I'm talking to Soleil, and I'm also, yeah, obviously the publishers of Wendigo, and I'm talking to Delcor as well, who I've got a good relationship with, because obviously they publish The Walking Dead in France. And obviously, as Delcor do a lot of originated stuff as well. So, watch this space.
Apart from do you have any other plans for the future, for the immediate future?
Not really. It's like I say, with the success of the TV show, the last year has been pretty much, you know, Walking Dead driven, shall we say. There are plans for Robert and I to do something else, but. With us both being so heavily involved, you know, with The Walking Dead, and Robert especially being so involved with the TV show, it's going to be a while before we get around to that. But yeah, like I say, just more Walking Dead. Hopefully we'll be able to keep the book, you know, monthly and keep everyone happy with that. And like I say, look out for more French stuff. I won't say soon, just in case it won't be soon. But yeah, hopefully within the next couple of years, I'll have something else finished. You know, providing I get enough time off from The Walking Dead.